This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy, the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way, you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. So you say here, make sure I slept 8 hours. Now, I'm going to be listening to every word you say because I'm lucky if I get 6 hours of sleep. So I know I've got a couple of variables that might be a little bit different, newborn being one of them. But tell me how you prioritize. What does that mean? Is there a routine around your bedtime routine? I'm sensing that might be the case.
There is a routine, but I think, you know, I have a timer in my phone that says 10 o'clock is your bedtime. You have to be... you know, in bed by 10 at least, you know, so I do have the alarm on my phone that's saying, you know, and that's, I structure myself, like you could say, like a baby. I have to sleep at least 8 hours. So the thing is, I go to sleep at 10, I wake up at 7, right? And I can be in the office by 7:45, even though I woke up at 7. Like, wow. I'll do my makeup in the car. I was showering 2 minutes. Like, I am quick. Wow. But the thing is, I'm not a good person. I'm a girl. I'm not a good person if I don't sleep enough hours.
You can feel it. Yeah.
Yes. So the thing is, I've learned Monday through Friday, or sometimes Monday through Thursday, or Sunday through Thursday, be in bed by 10 o'clock. My weekends, I can't stay up past midnight. I can't. It's a thing that it's like, yeah. Workout. I have to work out as well every single day. If I'm not working out and if I'm not, it's a part of me that I'm not a good person. So I've learned that through the years that if I sleep 8+ hours and then the weekends, I can sleep. I can sleep past 10 a.m. sometimes. And they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, I'm okay.
Wow. That's like, it sounds like you're describing another planet to me. That's what it sounds like.
I love to sleep. Oh, and it's deep sleep. It's like deep sleep. I sleep deep, deep. And it's just like no lights on, mask, eye mask on, face. And I do shower before I go to sleep. So it's like, I am a baby.
Yeah. And then you have a bottle and you play with your toys, read your book and then go to bed. Yeah. I say that all the time. Like when we're feeding him now, like he's transitioning, Luca's transitioning to food. So, he's having like pureed chicken with rice and pureed butternut squash. And I'm like, this is what I should be eating. I should eat this. I should take a shower. I should read a book and I should go to bed. Like the dynamic doesn't change, right? It should, you know, it's not a bad vibe, right? It seems like it works well. So I respect that. But what I'm interested in learning, and I'm sure everybody else is too, what does that mean when you're like, I'm not my best if I don't get sleep? Like what's the difference between 6.5 hours worth of sleep for Ari versus 8 hours worth of sleep? How do we categorize that? Should we get Joe back on for this? I don't know.
Okay. So Monday, I slept less than 8 hours. And I'm going to tell you, I woke up, I was late. Mm. I didn't have my breakfast. Mm. I got into my car. I spilled the coffee all over the seat.
That's it. That's what happens.
And then I was driving and my car said, the air pressure is low.
You just go home.
I said to myself, just go. And you know, I know how to put air on a tire.
Right. Right.
When I went, I was putting the tire pressure plug onto the tire. I didn't go back to press the button to actually have airflow through that. And I said, how do you not remember that? And I said to myself, it's because you didn't sleep well last night.
Oh.
Or you didn't sleep your 8 hours. And then I get into the office. I'm already behind. I'm late. It's about to be lunch. I missed 2 appointments. And because I missed 1 appointment because I was late to the first one. So it means I missed the second one. So I'm thrown off. And now at this point, I'm in a bad mood. And I don't want a cold call. And I don't.
I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Oh. I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Because that's me every day.
Oh.
I mean, the tire doesn't go flat every day. But it's like it is like that. Like all of a sudden, like the other day, I was feeling like I went to go make. We have like an espresso machine. I went to go make it. I'm like, oh, it needs water. So then I poured the water from the pitcher into the back and fill it up. And I sat there on my phone. I'm waiting and there's no coffee. So I don't know what the hell I was doing. I take the coffee and I just take the pitcher of water and pour the coffee mug like this. I'm like, what are you doing? And you start to realize it's because you're up for it. Yeah, it is a snowball effect and it's awful. So if you can get 8 hours of sleep, God bless you. I mean, I need to go to like a staycation and just, if I went on a staycation, that's all I would do, would be sleep. I'm not going out. I'm not doing anything. I'm going right to the hotel room and sleeping.
Yeah. And I love to go out. I do. But I always just tell my friends, they're like, she's the Irish, you know how they say the Irish goodbye?
Oh.
She's because the moment that I start saying goodbye to everyone, they say, no stay. And I'm like, they know me. They're like, no, she's going to be out. And sure enough, I'm always done and I'm in bed. Weekends by midnight, through the week, I'm in bed by 10, you know, doing my, putting my mask on, putting myself.
you're an inspiration. I'll think of you when I'm changing a diaper at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Oh my God. Can't make it up. I got to try to nap. It doesn't work. But yeah, that's the way to be. I mean, you got it down to a science, it sounds like.
Yeah, but you don't nap with Luca?
It's just hard. You know that feeling I get that feeling like when I lay down, like I could nap. Like I could probably nap right now standing up talking to you. But I feel like I have to, like the anxiety builds up of like, I got it, you know, the pipeline, Yeah. So the idea of laying down, like my wife, you know, she's a fitness instructor. So she goes to class, naps, goes back out of the class, comes back, you know, so, but I can't, could you imagine that? Like, I can't take. I can't do the tour. I have to nap between 12 and 1 tomorrow. Like, I just.
Yeah.
So I just muscle through. I don't know if that's the best idea either, but time will tell. Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment, a review. Your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out, really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.